are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
The ancients believed in fate. There was an ancient god by the name of Nyx, whose children guarded the river between life and death. And when you came to the river to cross it, you met three people, now known as three fates. You met the first one, Clotho, who would take the fabric of human life, the story that is being played, and lay it out there with a distaff and a spindle in her hand. And then next to her was Lachesis, was her name, who would reach in and pull a thread out from the story, and that's you, that's your life. And the third one, Atropos, would cut it. And the analogy, of course, is that it is up to the gods to determine what you will be, how long you will live, whether or not you matter, whether you actually do anything or you're just fodder for the gods in heaven. There's a saying that when a man has a destiny, he is invincible until that destiny is fulfilled in his life. I'm wondering if we haven't, in our thinking, shifted from a destiny to a fate. Fate. The word fate, it's a Latin term. Fari means to speak. And what it means was, you can say anything you want to say. You can say you're going to be somewhere, say you're going to become something, say you're going to get over that sickness. You can say you're going to make $1 million or you're going to be a school teacher. You're going to raise children. Say anything you want. But you never know whether it's true until the gods in heaven speak it. And since the gods aren't talking, the only way you know is you have to wait to the end of life, where you turn around and you look at your circumstances and you measure what happened to you and you say, ah, the gods have spoken. That's what was supposed to happen. So you're not in control. You're never in control. On your best day, you're just dodging things. Have you played dodgeball? Dodgeball is where they put the balls in the middle of the floor and everybody runs to the middle, picks up a ball. Some of you are smiling saying, yeah, I killed some innocent people playing that game. You meet in the middle and you pick up the ball and you quick try to throw it and hit somebody in the legs or in the arm or, if you really want to, the head. And the main thing is they can't catch the ball that you just threw at them, because if they catch the ball in the air, then you're out. But if they drop the ball, then they're out. And the object of the game is to knock the other team out. I mean, out cold, if you can. When I was a kid, we'd take a Monday night gymnasium at Wall Street School, and we put the balls on the middle of the floor, and how it was that all the adults ended up on one side, and all the kids, I mean children, 10, 12 years old, on the other side. I think what it was a bunch of angry white males who got out one night in a week, and they were going to vent all of their anger on the kids. Of course, they did it while smiling. And so you'd run to the middle, and they'd pick them up, and they'd just be giggling while the little kid wandering around looking for a ball. And they would see his spindly little legs. I know this, you see. And as he was moving across, they would just time him and just go, and get him in the legs.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.